Well, it is great to see you guys, and I have a story that I'm going to tell you about something I saw in Alaska. This summer we went to Alaska, and there's a lot to see in Alaska. It's a very big place. But we took a walk through a rainforest, and we saw eagles and ravens and all kinds of plants and trees. And the one thing that really kind of made an impression on me was trees, and this one tree got knocked over. And you could see it like leaning over on its side, and all its like roots were like, but it was laying down. And so we asked the guide, what happened to that tree? And they said, well, here in Alaska, the ground freezes, like permafrost, I think is the name of it. So the trees can't send roots down really deep, so they send them out sideways, like that, because they can't go down very far to help them get anchored in. So here's what they said happens. The trees in a forest send their roots out sideways, and they get like tangled up with the tree's roots that are next to them. And that keeps them strong, because sometimes the snow will run off and it forms these rivers, and it'll wash out some of the dirt that's under them. And if the tree only has like roots a little bit around and hasn't like grabbed onto the tree on either side of it, that's what happened to the tree that we saw. It didn't reach out and grab the other ones, and it got knocked over. And I thought that's like what can happen to us in our life. We need to reach out and make like hold on to the friends that we have, or else if we see friends that look like they're having problems, we need to reach out and help them so that we can all stand up together. Because if we're just on our own and some problems come up, it's easy for us to get knocked down. And that tree didn't look like it was very happy when it was knocked down. So here's my example. I've invited some trees to show you how this can work. All right? I didn't take a picture of the tree that fell down in Alaska, but I got the next best thing. So here are some trees that are going to help me prove this point with the visual aid. Okay, ready? Say Luke's the tree. All these guys are trees, but say something. Some problems come up, and the rivers are flooding, and that it starts to push Luke down. Here's what happens. What happened there? His tree fell over. His tree sat down in a pew. All right, now we're going to show you what happens if the trees reach out and help each other and hold each other up. I'm going to push the same way. What happens? They don't knock over because they're helping each other stand through problems. Now, you might think that just happens with big trees, big, strong trees. Thank you, trees. I want three trees of you guys. You're not as big and tall a tree as those guys, are you? Okay, you're one tree. Who's another tree? Boy, you two trees look an awful lot alike. All right. Is there another tree? Come on up. Come on up. We'll have four trees. Okay. Don't link your roots. Don't connect your roots, okay? No. The first experiment is no. You can't connect those roots, okay? All right. Now what's going to happen? Oh, you fell over into the pew. Okay, connect your roots. Help each other. Help each other. Same amount, and you guys are standing. What made the difference? You were helping each other stand up. So if you see a friend that you think is having some problems, you know the way that we reach out and help each other? We don't have roots, but we can help each other by doing nice things or asking them if they need anything and being a really good friend, because if we're all connected, we're all stronger. And the best thing to be person to be connected to is Jesus, who made us in the first place and knows that we're a lot stronger when we're helping each other out, all right? So now let's stand up. You can put your roots out to one another if you want, but we're going to have a little prayer for the offering. All right, trees, let's stand up. Get those roots out. All right. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for the lessons that trees can teach us. Help us to be connected and good friends to others, so that we can help them and they can help us when we need it. And thank you for always being willing to help us no matter what we're dealing with. In Jesus' name, amen.